There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed.
I think we got a heck of a shot of winning. We beat anybody in the world, and I think we're going to win next Sunday.
Eli Manning stays on his feet, airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league.
See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Fitzpatrick. Enzo. Eric Decker holds it in. The Jets win in overtime.
And the New York Giants, given the last rites by many in December, are the Super Bowl champs in February.
This is NFL Friday, going long on all news, reaction, and game picks for the Giants, Jets, and across the NFL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to this week's edition of NFL Friday. I'm Anthony Smith, joined alongside Griffin Stevenson, Colin Banks, and Henry Wolf doing the producing for us today. Week 12 has officially started, but before we get into that, let's recap a little bit of Week 11. We'll start off staying local with some New York Giants action as they lose 27-20, another late-game loss, this time to the Green Bay Packers. I'll pass it around a little bit here, but first, overall thoughts on this game. I'll start with you, Griffin.
Yeah, well, I just want to say, first of all, I think it's funny that our introduction for that always has what's Shadur up to, and he's been up to nothing for the most part, and now this is like the first week where Shadur's up to something, man. He got minutes. But talking about the Giants game, I mean, it's hard to tell with this Giants team because I almost want to put more of like the reason this was close on the fact that I think the Packers just have been struggling a lot in their past few games. I don't really have a lot of faith in them personally as a team that can be contenders. So I think we'll see on that front, but not the worst thing for the Giants. I think the worst part is that Dart out another week, and I do think firing Daboll at the end of the day was the right decision, and I think they'll give Kafka honestly the whole season, and I think Kafka, this is almost a tryout in a sense for him to be potentially the head coach of the New York Giants.
And it's funny you mentioned Kafka, because I feel like for his first impressions, he didn't really make any wrong decisions. It was more this game falls on the defense late in the game. Obviously, some dangerous passes from Jameis Winston replacing Jackson Dart. And you look forward to next week. Jackson Dart will be out another week. But I was thinking that maybe it's good to sit him another week. You don't want him going into Detroit facing a tough team and trying to rush him into anything, because obviously you're not really chasing the playoffs anymore. You're just kind of trying to see how he does for the rest of the season. I wouldn't want to risk him getting injured again. So I think it's good that we have Jameis going another week. But Colin, I'll pass it over to you. Just, you know, maybe general first impressions on Mike Kafka's first game under the helm.
I thought the Giants looked decent, and I mean, up until the end, they were in the game. So, I mean, Jameis Winston had that errant pass in the back of the end zone, but they could have won that game. So I thought he looked good. Defense, I mean, their defense is in my opinion, a top 10, 15 defense in the NFL. They consistently look decent. I think the main thing was just Jordan Love came back and they were able to win that game. But just speaking about Jackson Dart, I mean, if I'm the Giants, I think I shut down Jackson Dart for the rest of the year. I mean, he's clearly had multiple concussions. I mean, those may not be diagnosed concussions, but I mean, you could just look at the state of him almost every game. I would shut him down. The season's lost already. You're 2-9. Tank for a draft pick. Let Jameis Winston get some run, and let Kafka let him deploy his personnel, see what he has for the rest of the year.
I don't know if I personally agree with the fact of Jackson Dart not playing for the rest of the year. I think I could agree with the fact that maybe you just got to hold him off until he's fully ready. Like, as you mentioned, he's got multiple times to the tent, and it's just not what you want to see out of your rookie quarterback. But I think I would put him in once he's ready, just to see how he's doing, just to, you know, get him prepared for next year. But, you know, Griffin, thoughts on what Colin just mentioned?
I mean, I think you definitely want to avoid anything that'll change the like future trajectory of this team, because again, I think the season is a wash. But I do think they got to get rid of Shane Bowen. I think talent wise, their defense is good, but I just think this isn't the first time this season that they've lost a game because their defense just like can't close it out. And I think that falls on Shane Bowen and the rest of the defensive coaching staff. So I think if they're going to fire Daboll, you might as well go one step further and just clean house completely, because I do think they'll, I think next year and the years to come, we'll have an opportunity to create a team that at the least, at the minimum, can compete for playoff spots.
I think, yeah, what you mentioned, the fact that they kind of should have gone together. I think if you're going to fire Daboll, I think Bowen should have been gone too. I think if anything, Bowen should have been gone way before Daboll. Just the amount of games that have not been great from this Giants defense, although the talent is there. I mean, you have Abdul Carter and Brian Burns and you know, Kayvon Thibodeau has been having a good year, and just all the star players around, it doesn't make sense that they're playing like one of the worst defenses in the league. But enough about New York. We'll move on to Griffin's favorite team here. Their contest last week against the Rams. Close game. It was 21-19. Seahawks lose on a field goal attempted by Jason Myers, was wide to the right. Griffin, just general thoughts from your team this week?
I think it might have, honestly, it probably would have been short even if you put on target. It was 61 yards. But I don't know. I think this is such a weird game, because when you actually look at what happened, the Seahawks, if you just pull up like the box score, right, and you show the stats, you would be like, wow, the Seahawks dominated the Rams. But the Seahawks are never going to win a game like this when Sam Darnold throws four interceptions. And for me, I thought he's been serviceable this year, and I thought he's been good, but it definitely does show, like, hey, there's that potential for Sam Darnold in this. Because they weren't, if you watch the picks too, it's not like there's, like, I can kind of see where he's going for. They're, like, really bad interceptions. Like, very much so wide open, or not, like, double covered pretty much. So, I don't know, but I think the fact that the Seahawks, you throw four picks, first of all, you kick three field goals on four of your trips to the red zone. You have you have a touchdown called back for a holding. You play against probably the best, most clutch punt I've ever seen in the NFL to put us at the 1 yard line at the end of the game. And you only lose by two. I feel like it's a decent loss. And I thought the Rams honestly didn't look that good. Adams dropped a couple passes. Darnold, because they haven't really played teams that I think – they haven't played teams that are good enough to cover their receivers, so not a lot of teams could blitz against them. But when you blitz against Stafford, he was throwing some bad balls. So, I don't know. I'm very excited to see this matchup, this rematch in Week 16 in Seattle. I think we'll probably split, but that'll be a fun one because that'll probably be for the division, I would imagine. But
yeah,
there's some takeaway. I think – well, I would have said – the Seahawks had the best defense in the league, but I still, now after last night's performance by the Texans, I think the Texans have probably the best defense in the league. But at the same time, that also makes the Seahawks look better, because everyone told us our win against the Texans didn't mean anything, and now kind of showing off. But I just don't know. I think it was a game between two teams that hadn't honestly played a close game in about 4 weeks. And so I think both teams were kind of working out the kinks of, like, all right, this is what it's like to be in a shootout. And I really do think the Seahawks lost this game more than the Rams won this one.
Yeah, I think an interesting point is just that Sam Darnold just really can't seem to beat the Rams. We saw him lose twice to the Rams last year. In this game, he throws four interceptions that really kind of, I don't want to say the deciding factor, but maybe take one of those away and you got a different score. But it should be an interesting game for Week 16. Obviously, you mentioned possibly for the division. Could be maybe for a top seed as well in the NFC.
I just remembered one more thing. Also, their only two touchdowns in that game came when they got the ball at our 30-yard line because they picked us off. So when they had to do a full drive, they couldn't score a touchdown. But Colin, I'm curious to hear.
Well, you said it was a good loss. You said it was a good loss. I think it's a bad loss just because you probably could have and should have won the
game. Oh, yeah. But considering that it was like 12-21 with like 7 minutes left and they had the ball in the fourth, I think it's a better loss.
Yeah, but that punt doesn't go to the 1 yard line. You
We
potentially win that game. Also, probably
if they
win
call
that game.
The first pass interference on JSN, we probably win that game. But there was a lot. I mean, there are so many reasons you could point to for like for the Seahawks, which is crazy.
I feel like that Rams defense is decent, but it's not good enough to put up only 19 points. I think Seahawks probably should have won that game. I don't think that was a good loss. I thought Darnold looked pretty bad, really bad, actually, in that one. But, I mean, if we're talking about PI calls, I guess we could get into the Eagles game. There was a PI call at the end of that game. I am an Eagles fan. I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think it was bad at all. He grabbed him. AJ pushed off a little bit. So what? He grabbed him first. That's a PI in my book. I mean,
I think Collinsworth said that it could have been offensive PI against AJ Brown.
What makes it not offensive PI though is he grabbed him first. That's boom.
He didn't even do anything.
He grabbed onto him. He held him for like half a second. That warrants it. It's a bad call, whatever. I don't think it's that bad of a call. People are
I think it was a terrible
blowing
call.
This out of proportion. Lions couldn't do anything in that game. I mean, I watched
the whole game. I still think that the Lions probably would have lost the game, but I think that you...
I mean, so what? We spared people from another 0-6 Jared Goff drive?
Possibly give the Lions a chance to at least go down the field, and then instead you just end the game right there. And just that was a terrible call, but...
Lions reminded me a lot of the Seahawks, honestly, in that game, because they had so many opportunities to just do something, and they just... couldn't do, I mean, yeah, what was it, 0 for 6 on fourth down or something like that?
It was bad. It was like 0 for 5 maybe. Which Dan Campbell just surprised me over and over in that game. I'm like, no way he's going for this one.
He's an aggressive guy.
He's too aggressive. I mean, Nick Sirianni's an aggressive coach, but, I mean, Dan Campbell puts him to shame. I mean, he just does not care, it seems like. He just wants to go for it no matter what. There was like 4th and 5s they were going for in like the third quarter. But Eagles defense continues to look great. Jalen Phillips has been a very welcomed addition. Andrew Mukuba in the secondary, a rookie. He was very inconsistent early on in the year. He has been more consistent. Adoree Jackson, who was rightfully picked on for most of this season for being kind of trash, was really solid. Quinyon Mitchell back from injury. He's looking great. I feel like I'm just naming the Eagles roster right now. But
let you guys get Jalen Phillips? Like, why is that allowed? That's not fair. Like,
the asking price was third-round pick. And to be honest, third-round pick, a lot of people kind of considered steep. I mean, what was he coming off? Achilles injuries? And he was coming off, like, serious, like, career-altering injuries.
Yeah, I think it was Achilles against the Jets
and
couple years ago.
You sacrificed the Jair Alexander thing where you basically just wasted a pick
on him. The Eagles have such a track record with this kind of thing. I mean, I could name like 15 like Pro Bowl Hall of Fame guys that they got at the end of their career that played one snap and then just left. I mean,
who's the most obscure player that played for the
I don't know. Maybe a lot of people don't know Linval Joseph suited up for the Eagles.
Can you guess who Seattle's is?
Linval Joseph?
No. it's a very iconic play. Yeah, he actually scored a touchdown for the Seahawks in a playoff game. But he played like 2 games.
What year?
2017?
Was that against the Eagles? No, that wasn't against the Eagles. Wait.
It might have been 2016.
2016. It's an obscure player. What position?
Do you know what game?
He's a famous player, like a big player. He's a kick returner.
Was it, wouldn't have been like Hester, no.
It was Devin.
It was Devin Hester.
No way.
Devin Hester. Devin Hester, and then also Adrian Peterson suited up for the Seahawks for a playoff.
I do remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
Devin Hester has a kick return touchdown in a playoff game.
I remember,
for the
didn't
Seahawks
Marshawn Lynch suit up for them once?
Yeah, yeah. No, we were calling
against
everyone.
The 49ers.
Yeah, I love that. Players that just randomly joined, like, Jerry Rice played for the Seahawks in his final season.
Yeah, but he wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't.
But, I mean, the Eagles, I mean, like, Za'Darius Smith even earlier this season. There's been Robert Quinn, Shaquille Leonard, Devin White, who couldn't even get on the field, and now he's the starting middle linebacker for the Raiders. So maybe that says more about the Raiders than it does about that. No, he's been decent, though. I'm not going to hate on Devin White. But Eagles just, they go after these, like, big-name guys, I guess. You know, it gets people a little excited, but they provide little to no value almost every time.
Yeah, but it's funny. You mentioned just, like, all the players on that defense and how they've held the Packers to 7 points now, the Lions to 9. One of the best defenses in the league, but I think I saw this somewhere. Like, they're playing, like, one of the most boring teams. It reminds me of, like, the Chiefs from last year, where it's like you just don't want to watch them because, like, they'll find a way to win, but you just, like, you don't like
that
it.
That is all I care about at the end of the day. And I personally like seeing our defense maul other quarterbacks. And I mean, if anything, takeaway from this game for the Lions, their weapons looked good. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs looked good, but Jared Goff was just, like, he plays in Detroit, but he plays in a dome.
Yeah, why did they give Jahmyr Gibbs the ball three straight times?
Oh, halfback dive?
Yeah, like, I don't understand that.
I don't understand. Yeah, I mean, Dan Campbell's calling plays now, so. Yeah,
that almost seemed like just a proving to the like the fantasy football players that, like, they're not going to give David Montgomery like all these vulture snaps. So, like, dude, that's why you have David Montgomery.
You have him to use him for halfback dives. He's a good, legitimately really good running back.
I guess one last thing to touch on for the Lions, which is really hurts them, is it was announced today that Laporta is getting back surgery and won't be playing for the rest of the season, which is
pretty big.
Yeah, that's bad.
That is like a career. I said earlier for Jalen Phillips, back injury, though, that's a career-altering.
Yeah, because that's also, like, where you get hit a lot. And you got
to, just fast going off muscles. Experience, like, going to basketball for a second, Ben Simmons, back surgery. I mean, he has never been the same player.
Because back lingers. Back is, like...
Yeah, for your entire life.
Which sucks. Sucks for me as a fan. He was, like, questionable for a while, and then I just see him go IR, and then I'm like, okay, we'll be back for playoffs. And then I'm like, nope, he's done. He's off my...
Huge asset to that Lions offense, too. Now, I mean, they do have a lot of weapons. Obviously, just guys just mentioned Montgomery, but, like, Gibbs obviously played really good. You still have St. Brown and J-Mo as well, but...
Although St. Brown, he got locked up last week. Adoree Jackson and Quinyon Mitchell made him look non-existent.
I also think that just Jared Goff also wasn't able to complete a pass, which was really
that's concerning.
Astonishing to me.
He just may not be a cold-weather QB, and he's going to have to be at some point during the season.
Should we go to Broncos Chiefs?
Yeah, we just mentioned the Eagles. I just said how they kind of reminded me of the Chiefs from last year. And the Chiefs are not playing like the Chiefs from last year. They're sitting at 5-5 right now and are chasing the Chargers and the Jaguars. See, if they won that game against the Broncos, then it'd at least be a little easier. But I think the division's out of reach, and you're like a couple games behind the Chargers and the Jaguars. Are the Chiefs missing the playoffs this year?
No. Ooh, actually... No.
I think they are.
I think they'll beat the Chargers again. I think they'll beat the
Colts. Colts, Chargers, Texans. I like the Jaguars right now. I mean, I know Travis Hunter's not coming back, but Brian Thomas Jr. will be back soon enough.
AFC's just so bad. Like, is it wrong for me to say that the winner of the NFC Championship game is the winner of the Super Bowl? Like, realistically?
I mean, I don't like to... be presumptuous about this. I'm a little superstitious, so I'm not gonna. You know, I know who I hope wins the NFC.
I know who's coming out of the NFC. It's gonna be Okay.
Hopefully.
I will say this right now. We can come back to this. It will be either the Eagles, the Rams, or the Seahawks that win the NFC. Those are the only three teams, in my opinion, that can win. I think the Seahawks are probably third on that list. I think if Darnold honestly can be like serviceable, as in like. Just mitigate.
I think he could be better than serviceable. That was just a really bad week.
I also think the first drive interception really screwed up his confidence. However, I think if he can just like limit interceptions and just keep finding JSN, because JSN was quiet that game. Like, you feel like you were calling
his
name.
What was it? Nine receptions?
Yeah, 110 yards. Yeah, like, and then the defense continues playing, and then people forget also haven't had Julian Love this entire season, who's an all-pro free safety. Like, he had that. Then it comes down to the Rams and the Eagles, and then the Eagles are I don't know, but...
Well, there's a lot of issues to fix right now for the Eagles.
True, but...
Kevin Petullo...
I think the Rams could beat the Eagles if they play again in the postseason.
Maybe?
I think it happens.
The Eagles offense that initially played the Rams, the first half of that game looked like what they look like now. The second half of that game looked like a completely different offense because... Jalen Hurts was calling the plays.
Here's the thing. I think the Eagles' offense against a good defense, which honestly the Rams' secondary is kind of mid, but even if the Rams' defense plays well, I like the Eagles in the game. If both defenses play well, I think the Eagles' offense has more experience playing against better defenses and being successful than
just something
the
needs
Rams.
To change offensively. There's no like. Diversity in the routes. There's no diversity in the play calling. We keep running these screen passes that go for -1 yards. I mean, this looks like
But if that game's in Seattle.
If you remember the 2023 Eagles, that Brian Johnson offense, this is worse than that Brian Johnson offense.
If that
Johnson
game's
offense.
At Lincoln Financial, though,
well, that, yeah,
the Rams,
that
have,
might
no,
change
the Rams
everything.
Have no shot. They play in L.A. in a dome.
Although, I mean, they played their
last
divisional
year in the snow
round, and
they,
I was very scared.
They nearly pulled it off. So.
Yeah, but nearly.
Puka
but,
had a helmet catch, and I was like, oh, jeez.
Well, Puka had 1 yard when he wasn't being guarded by a linebacker, so maybe he's not.
Eagles, I mean.
And Adams is unk. But
Cooper
Kupp's
a decent matchup for Puka Nacua.
We can talk about why I brought up the NFC, I think, beating the AFC team. Because I think the Broncos are the best. Well, yeah, I think the Broncos are better than the Colts right now, purely because I think in a head-to-head matchup, I like the Broncos more, just strictly because their defense is insane. However, I don't think the Broncos are that good. Like,
it's weird that the Broncos sit atop the AFC right now. It just feels weird.
Broncos sort of have Eagles syndrome to some extent.
Yeah.
A really strong defense, like arguably best defense in their conference, but their offense just sort of fails to get the job done a lot of times.
I think there's two best offenses, one of the two best offenses in the league, I don't think, or three, isn't even going to be in the playoffs. I think the Cowboys have one of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the Broncos' offense, Bo Nix leaves he leads the league by a mile in potential yards left on the table. What's scary though is if he can somehow get his connection with Sutton and Franklin downfield.
Yeah.
Then I don't know how you beat the Broncos.
Also, if they can just hand it off to J.K. Dobbins 20 times, and he'll get 100 yards.
Isn't he out for the year?
J.K.
Dobbins?
I swear, I thought I saw something that he was out for the year.
Maybe I'm a little.
I think he,
or at least injured.
Oh, geez, and injured reserve.
Yeah. Jeez. Although that might be back for playoffs. Although
wasn't aware for that.
I still like R.J. Harvey though. So.
No, yeah, R.J. Harvey's not bad, but I mean, Colts, that offense is just so good. Even without factoring in potential Daniel Jones, missteps, they're just good enough to get the job done, I think, anyways.
I'm excited for Seahawks-Colts because I think that's their prove-it game.
I think that's a.
I want to see that.
That's
a
potential
Bowl.
Seahawks beatdown, to be honest.
Well, you know a crazy Seahawks stat?
What?
Which is anti-Jonathan Taylor. It's been 19 games. It goes back to 2020. No, it's been more than that. It's 23. It goes back to 2023 where the Seahawks last allowed a running back to have more than 100 yards in a game.
I think that probably changes when they play the Colts.
I think that'll be Colts lose, but Jonathan Taylor gets 110 yards.
I think the Colts lose, but
yeah,
just in general, I think the Colts have enough weapons to get beyond anything Daniel Jones will do that's bad.
Well, let's talk about them against the Chiefs. Then.
I think they win. I think they win that game.
That's this weekend. I think I don't think the Chiefs have enough defense to stop this Colts offense, and I think honestly. I think it'll be like typical Colts where I think the Colts will honestly beat them down a lot in the first half, and then Mahomes will make it a game, but the Colts will hold on.
It'll be 27-20 or something, but Colts will have looked a lot better.
Yeah.
Now, Griffin, let me ask you this. If the Chiefs do lose that game, go 5-6, does your opinion change about them making the playoffs?
Yeah, because then you would say the only way they get into the playoffs most likely is.
But you think they are going to make the playoffs?
So you don't
think they win out at the same time?
Well, I feel like the thing with them is
they don't have to win out, but
I just don't want it
needed.
How many wins do they need?
You know what? I think they might lose three of their next.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they lose against the Colts, I think they beat the Cowboys, but I think they lose against.
I think they lose
against the Texans. They beat the Chargers, though, because Justin Herbert and a bunch of bums.
No, I think I'm taking the Chargers
Close game, though. I don't know. And then they still play the Broncos again, too.
It's at Arrowhead, though. I take the Chargers.
But I will say, I think the Texans beat them with Davis Mills or C.J. Stroud.
I think the only team in the AFC with a losing with a medium record right now is the team that I think makes the playoffs, the other 5-5 team in the AFC. The Ravens make the playoffs, in my
100%.
Opinion. They win that division. The Ravens win that division.
Henry likes that one.
Because their defense has gotten so much better from the beginning of the season. They've improved so much, and now they have Lamar back. Granted, does not look like the same Lamar Jackson.
No, and actually, I'll jump in here, because the way it stands, if the Ravens don't have the AFC North, is Steelers, Colts, Broncos lead their division. And then I think the Ravens slip in, the Jags and Texans slip in, and that leaves the Chiefs out of it. You said the Ravens, Lamar's not back. He had a terrible game against the Browns. And I'm a Ravens fan, and there's so much left to be desired on the defensive side that if the Ravens even do take the number one seed, it's not Lamar's year. And that leaves the door open still for the NFC teams. But even like looking at the NFC teams, I just don't see anything.
Is it crazy to say, though, that in the playoffs the Ravens could beat any team in the AFC?
I mean, they haven't, so.
But I think.
They will now.
I think a dream matchup for the Ravens,
I think,
quite honestly, would be the Broncos.
Broncos or the Pats.
If anything, I think the Broncos would be, like, the hardest team.
No, because the Broncos have a good defense, but the Broncos are the only team that I think the Ravens could mediocre defense against.
I think Ravens could beat the Colts any week, like. I just feel more confident.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that defense against the Colts.
But Ravens also, keep in mind, Ravens do not have like a walk in the park schedule. They're going to have to win tough games.
Yeah,
they play Burrow this week.
They play the Patriots. They play Steelers twice.
No, the Ravens play.
The Packers. Like, those are not guaranteed wins. I mean, Steelers have looked kind of slow for a few weeks.
But I think they could do enough where like
Steelers
are going
to
fall
hold
out.
Them off. To be honest.
Because also Rodgers is going to be dealing with that wrist injury as well.
But that's Mason. That's going to be Mason Rudolph, Steve.
No. Yeah. I think the Ravens will win the division, but I'm saying like that's not out of the realm of possibility that Steelers could just hold them off and win the division.
You look at the standings, like all of a sudden the Steelers are 6-4 and the Ravens are 5-5, and they're all of a sudden a game back, and now you have Mason Rudolph playing quarterback for you.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be very Tomlin, though, to like eke out the division
would be,
by a win.
No, somehow. Tomlin is not a guy who misses the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
I think right now the AFC is very coach heavy. Like Sean Payton has led his Broncos defense to beating teams like the Chiefs, and if that's true, the Ravens don't have the necessary coaching to go on and like beat the rest of their schedule and have a good playoffs.
I take back what I said about the Steelers. Their schedule is just like it does not favor them.
Yeah. Why were the Colts the only team in the AFC that spent more? It seemed like the NFC spent way more at the trade deadline.
Colts spent too much.
But still, I think though they recognize that like
no, they
teams
needed,
like the
they
Colts
needed
are
a
like
corner.
This
they
is the
corner.
Year. You're looking at there is potential for a no Burrow, no Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson playoffs. And if you're a team like the Colts, you're looking at that and you're like, is our best competition Drake May and Bo Nix? Like, let's just get one of the better corners in the league.
Don't sleep on Drake
May. And JT's having a great season, too, where I think that you just have him lead the pack as of right now.
Patriots are the best team in the AFC, can we say?
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah,
but let's wait.
I think if they play in Denver, I don't know.
Let's give the Patriots a chance to play some of those top teams.
They play the Bills again. They already beat the Bills. The thing with
Bills
me though is when you compare
the Bills aren't in the top.
The Bills
anymore.
Have looked kind of weak recently.
When you compare the Patriots and the Broncos, what I look at is I think the gap offensively between the Patriots and the Broncos is more significant than the gap defensively between the Patriots and the Broncos because the Patriots have a very serviceable defense. They're doing what they did with Tom Brady.
You got Milton Williams up front making havoc.
You just have a bunch of aging wide receiver weapons, a good running back, and then a solid quarterback, and then you just let your like top 10 defense do the rest. And that's what they did with Tom Brady. And now that Vrabel like decided that he actually did indeed draft Travion Henderson and using him, Travion Henderson's been lights out. I honestly think right now, the Patriots are probably my favorite to make the Super Bowl.
I'd take the Pats beating the Ravens, especially in like an AFC Championship game, because of their run defense, and that's the whole like Baltimore scheme.
I don't know. I'm having a lot of trouble buying into the Patriots.
I'm having a lot of trouble buying into the Broncos or
just,
Patriots.
Yeah, look at the Patriots' schedule thus far, and look how close they've played these teams.
I mean, they've beat the Bucks.
They beat
the Bucks
Bills. And the Bills, and that's pretty much it.
In a way, actually, are the AFC playoffs gonna be more entertaining because there's literally zero teams I feel comfortable buying into. So at that point, it's like
it'll
what's
be like anybody could yeah, anybody could lose, where, anybody could win.
Whereas I think in the NFC, you have coin. Right now, it looks like they're all gonna be coin flips, but I think it's one of those things where it's like they're games that people say are coin flips, but after they happen, are gonna be like.
No, but
that shouldn't have been a coin flip. You know what I mean?
Like oddly enough, like the. I guess the weakness of like the AFC or just like the uncertainty makes me like so much more confident in Josh Allen come playoff time that I think the Bills would be my favorite.
I don't like the thing is
no
I think
more
the
offensive line. Did you see the game last night?
They got destroyed.
If they didn't have Josh Allen, they're one of the worst teams in the league.
I can't put like so much faith in regular season because it usually isn't just the decider of what happened.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is I think they destroyed them last year in the playoffs, but I think the Bills play the Broncos in the playoffs, they lose. I think the Broncos are built to beat the Bills. Because if you lose to Davis Mills, say what you know about Bo Nix, like, that team has better weapons than the Texans. People forget. I always forget this dude. Cortland Sutton has still not been as involved in that offense as he should be, and that guy's impossible to cover, like, one-on-one. He's huge. I feel like Cortland Sutton is such an underrated, like, physical athlete in the league that I think that if they can just – Sean Payton, just figure it out, dude. Figure out your offense. Figure out what you need to do with Bo Nix and just go to the – like, go to Super Bowl. Because they, right now, are set up to be a three-loss team, most likely, going into the playoffs.
I haven't looked at their schedule, but yeah.
They'd get a bye and then host everyone at –
Mile High.
At Mile High, which is like perfect for them, until Cam Little in the divisional drills like a 70-yard sealed.
There's
game
just
for
like
the Jaguars.
There's too much to even account for in the AFC right now. I don't have a clear.
It's too confusing, pick. And I do think what you mentioned before that the Eagles or whoever makes that NFC, specifically the Eagles and the Rams, just because they've been there and they've won it in the past couple of years. Like no. Like, not talking bad about the Seahawks, but obviously Sam Darnold hasn't been to the Super Bowl before.
Mm-mm.
I think it's just a big advantage if Stafford or Jalen Hurts is going up against, like, Bo Nix, Drake May, Daniel Jones in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think, well, we can end this off by talking about Bucks-Rams. I think Bucks win.
Really?
They do have because I think they'll do another – I think they'll get into another shootout. However, the one thing, I think the Seahawks should have beat the Bucks. They would have if their entire secondary wasn't hurt. The Bucks secondary isn't the best, which doesn't bode well necessarily for – Matthew Stafford, the greatest wide receiver stat padding quarterback of all time.
You know, honestly, I just don't see why Rams don't win. Like,
I think also the Bucks could be like just trying to like bounce back after last week. And if you look at the standings, when did the Panthers get up to 6-5 and all of a sudden half a game back of the Bucks?
Well, it's because they just the Falcons they own them.
Yeah. Oh, Bryce Young owns the Falcons.
I'm pretty sure they're 8-1 against the Falcons in their last like 9 games.
That's crazy.
Bryce Young is crazy against the Falcons
for some
reason.
Bryce Young has, 4 wins against the Falcons?
Bryce Young went crazy.
He threw like 450 yards.
Yeah, Bryce Young is like a solid quarterback now.
He's solid. He's like Jekyll and Hyde. Like, he's solid like sometimes, and then he just looks like a scrub.
What I don't understand, though, is why the Cow... I mean, Javonte Williams has been great, but, dude, what is Jerry Jones doing? When you think that this Cowboys offense, how good it is now, could have had... Defensively speaking, they could have still had Micah Parsons and Rico Dowdle bolstering that offense. Also, the Cowboys are a team that would be like playoff game winning team potentially.
Javonte Williams has been
it's
been just serviceable.
Good. I mean, I he's been pretty consistent.
Rico Dowdle has changed that Panthers.
I mean, he's changed my fantasy team too. I mean, he's been helping me out.
I don't know. I just think
I don't know. Panthers have a tough one though. They're gonna be at Levi's Stadium, so
Monday Night Football too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them coming out of that with a win.
It's gonna be hard to stop the Niners' offense. The Niners don't have a defense. The Niners, like everyone on that team, is hurt.
Yeah.
Although I would love for the Niners to make the playoffs, honestly, strictly because I think they're a team that, like, if the Rams were gonna, like, right now, if the playoffs started today, the Rams host the Niners. First of all, make no mistake. Rams hosting the Niners is not the Rams
hosting
Niners
the advantage.
Niners.
It's a
Niners home game.
Yeah.
It's a Niners home
Rams
game.
Rams fans are still in Missouri. They're still
The Niners, first of all, I have to give credit to the Niners fans as much as I hate them. They travel better than any team in the league, in my opinion. And then also, it's so close.
I would actually argue Eagles travel better than
Look at Niners.
Yeah, but do you remember?
At MetLife.
Oh, yeah. No, he's right.
Look at Niners at MetLife.
Yeah,
that's
look
across
at
the country.
All right, well, I just want to say, this is another cross-country example. It was the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl. What was it, 16 season, 17 Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It was 16.
They were in Los Angeles against the Chargers in, like, whatever makeshift stadium they had at that
point.
Was
that the Carson Wentz injury game?
No, that was against the Rams in week 13, I think.
Oh, I thought you said the Rams.
So they were playing the Chargers in whatever, like, soccer stadium they were playing in because Chargers didn't have SoFi yet. It was just packed to the brim with Eagles fans. EAGLES, Eagles chants, like, just the entire game. I mean,
you heard Seahawks chants
Yeah, against the Rams. If you play west of the Mississippi, bro.
Yeah, Rams
if you have
don't
a home
have
game at the Rams.
That's more so like Chargers than Rams.
No, but Rams don't really.
Because why would they? You know, moving from the Midwest to Los Angeles.
Well, I still think the Raiders
going to strand a lot of your fan base.
But I want the Niners to make the playoffs strictly because I think the Niners are the one team that if the Rams were going to lose early in the playoffs, which I would love, it's going to be to the Niners. But Niners, I think Niners fans are panicking too because I again, two of the top three teams in the NFC, divisional opponents, and that would mean that there's like a, I would say there's probably like a 30% chance right now that either the Rams or the Seahawks are going to win a Super Bowl before the Niners do in Levi Stadium, because that's where the Super Bowl is.
That's where the Super Bowl is.
Yeah, which is a nightmare for the Niners. But I don't know, NFL is...
It's interesting.
NFL's really, been great this year.
This is the most interesting it's been in a few years, I think.
Parity has been great.
I would prefer if the Eagles were, you know, they should be 10-0, but, you know, I'll take 8-2.
I think you could also argue that they could not be 8-2 right now, too. They've had a lot of games that they could have lost as well, like the Rams game early in the year.
I mean,
the
Eagles
well.
Should just bite the bullet and fire Kevin Petullo right now and just figure something out. I think it's... The upside is potentially a Super Bowl, and the downside is there really is no downside because he's not going to be here next year anyways.
When is CJ Stroud scheduled to come back?
Like next week, I think.
Next week, I think.
I think the Texans are a team. They're 6-5 right now. I think they're a team that could beat someone in the first round of the playoffs.
They always – like well, I didn't expect them to win last year, and they killed the Chargers.
I think maybe Davis Mills gets another start.
I think if you're the 2 seed – in the AFC, the Texans are the team that you're like, please don't sneak in and be the 7.
Their defense is like, so good.
And these young teams as well.
CJ Stroud can look like rookie year CJ Stroud again.
The issue is they have no O-line. That's still the issue.
I mean, shouldn't have traded Laremy Tunsil.
I mean, you saw it when they played the Seahawks. If they play a team with a good good D-line, he's done. Like, he's done. Like, double-digit sacks if they play a team with a good D-line. But I don't know. NFL is shaping up to be great. A bunch of, it's like very much so like everyone's bunched in, and then you have like really bad teams.
And then you got like alliances going on. I don't know if you guys saw like the Bears and Eagles alliance going on.
It's been good.
Oh, let's talk about the Bears before we end it off.
The good, better, best.
Bears Eagles alliance has been beautiful to watch, but it's coming to an end. I mean,
the Bears are going to be a playoff team.
Black Friday. I mean, I listen. My mom's from Chicago. I love the Bears. I've always loved the Bears, but you know, come November 28th.
Where's that game? Is that in?
That is...
Is it in Philly or is it in Chicago?
I would have to check. But it's come November 28th...
I was going
to
say like Bears upset, but I was like, yeah.
I want to blow them out by 100, so that's really all.
I think... Yeah, the Bears are a team that I still have losing in the first round.
I really actually... like. They lost to what? The Lions and the Packers? The Bears?
They haven't played the Packers yet. They've lost
to the
Vikings,
though,
Lions, and Ravens.
So that doesn't bode well for them losing to two of their divisional opponents. But like, they're an unpredictable team.
Yeah, but I also think they've shown a lot of growth beating the Vikings last week. Kind of shown like this is not the same Bears team that you saw last year where they're blowing games late and they're also losing stupid games. They actually won this
honestly,
one.
Honestly, right now, if they could just end the NFC playoff picture, I think it's perfect right now. These games would be amazing. Eagles on bye, but then Rams-Niners divisional matchup, Bears-Packers divisional matchup, and then Seahawks-Bucks would be another, in my opinion.
That would be immaculate.
Would be immaculate. That's like a
Bucks
perfect
are a sneaky
slate.
Team. Because
Lions aren't in the playoffs!
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think they're still going to make the playoffs. Like, if I had to choose between the Packers and the Lions... I think I'm choosing the Lions, but the
Packers have been so inconsistent.
I think there also is a very real reality where it's Packers and Lions, and then Bears get left out, which I don't want that.
And the
to happen.
Bears play the Lions again. I think.
I think they win that game. Honestly, last game of the season,
Bears have a shot.
Yeah,
the tie will. I said this when they tied in week two. The tie will give the tie will be instrumental in giving the Packers a playoff.
Bears Lions? Is that at Ford Field or
it's in Chicago?
Okay, I'm taking the Bears.
Jared Goff and out
last week of the season to make the playoffs. I think the Bears do it.
He was from what Cali his whole life, and
yeah,
he plays in a dome in Detroit.
I think also a good Ben Johnson revenge game after getting blown out by like what 30 in week two, and then come back in week 18 and possibly knock the Lions out of the playoffs.
This is a different Lions team. Like it's not. They're not as scary
that game,
as they used
though,
to be.
If the Lions like finish out their schedule pretty strong, that game is the deciding game for the Lions if they want to make the playoffs or not.
What's crazy is the Bears are the 3 seed right now, and they have the worst out of the top eight, they have the worst percentage to make the playoffs, according to NFL.com. They're lower the percentage than the Niners to make the playoffs right now.
Well, I mean, Bears actually, their schedule's really bad, too. I mean, they're going to have – they're playing practically – I mean, Lions aren't a playoff team now, but right now they're playing all playoff teams.
Rodgers and
– except for the Browns.
Yeah.
Are we saying the Steelers are playoff teams though?
I don't think the Steelers are.
I mean,
I don't think
make it. I'm going off strictly just as of right now.
As of right now.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm going to take the Ravens, but I mean, Steelers aren't completely out of it.
I mean, they are in my head, no bias. Just because
I mean, that Aaron sounds Rodgers like bias, but
wow, the Bears schedule is really tough. The Eagles, you play the Packers twice, Lions one more, 49ers and the Browns, but I do think they could sneak away with a win. Against in one of those two games against the Packers, I do think they beat Detroit at the end of the year.
I think they could beat Detroit.
I also think the Packers have a couple losses lined up on there, so yeah. I think they lose to the Lions. I think they do lose one of the games to the Bears. I think they lose to the Broncos, and they might lose to the Ravens.
Yeah, damn, these are tough schedules.
Tough schedules.
Yeah. But,
I also think that Ben Johnson is just shows how much a coach can matter to an organization, and it's showing that Chicago's really changed their identity with him at the helm. Just losing games last year that they shouldn't have, they're winning those games now. The Bengals game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the way they hung Giants in game. Against the Giants, that was nice to see.
It's a different Chicago team, but it's just a lot of parity in the NFL this year. And it's really exciting actually to see that, you know, the Chiefs are at top and they're at 5-5 and might miss the playoffs.
Yeah, no, it's great. But yeah. NFL season's looking great, I think.
Yeah.
Good episode, boys.
Yeah, that's going to do it. We hope you listen to NFL Friday next week, and we'll actually see what Shador up to as he gets his first career start this week. But for now, special thanks to Colin Banks and Griffin Stevenson and Henry Wolf, as always, for producing. I have been your host, Anthony Smith. NFL Friday is a production of WFUV Sports.